Okay, this, we're going to reconvene Brazos G, Scope of Work Committee. It's 11:22, and I'm going to turn it over to Heather.
Okay, so we talked about what we need to do to update the previous plan to make it consistent with what is and is not feasible. And so now we're going to talk about how we move forward with a 2026 plan, the current plan, to identify what is potentially feasible for the what we will determine are the unmet water needs. And so just like Tony did, going back to the rule, you guys are required to conduct a public meeting to determine the process for identifying these potentially feasible strategies for this current plan. Document that process, incorporate the input received, and then list all potentially feasible water management strategies. And so the Water Development Board allows flexibility in the methodology. You guys get to determine criteria and receive that public comment, and should be an equitable and consistent evaluation and application of potentially feasible water management strategies for each of each water supply need identified. So within the guidelines, you have to evaluate, you know, is it going to work, essentially? Does it meet the need? Is it reliable? Is the cost reasonable? During drought conditions, which is something that we often don't add on as a caveat, evaluating environmental factors and impacts on water resources within the state and threats to natural resources or other agricultural resources. So lots of considerations and guidelines. Third-party social and economic impacts, interbasin transfers come with their own administrative fund, water quality, we have to consider impacts on existing infrastructure and other factors that you guys deem relevant. And so there are a series of water management strategies that have to be included per the rule within, I think this is when, directly from Exhibit C. And so expanded use of existing supplies, including all of these things, improvements, enhancements, redistribution, reallocation, optimization of current strategies. And then these are some of the new possible, you know, potentially feasible water management strategies that, again, this is from that Exhibit C. These things are required within the rule. Mm-hmm. I will note that emergency transfers in the 2021 plan, cut off a little bit, so I'm going to make sure that I read it right. Reducing water demands during a drought as a defined water management strategy does not ensure that sufficient supplies will be available to meet the projected demands and should not be identified as, quote, a new source. That is what was decided during the 2021 plan, something that we can potentially look at keeping or changing for the 2026 or removing altogether, should we so desire. So, conservation and drought management, reuse, interbasin transfers, and then new supply development, including all of these things that you guys, I'm sure, have talked about quite a bit and are fully aware of. And there are some caveats within a couple of these that I'll mention later. ASR in particular, desal is another that there were some tweaks, you know, on some specificities, I guess I should say, with how that was implemented in the 2021 plan that we may want to look at and modify.
Okay, let's stop there because that's a lot.
Yeah.
Big water to drink. so the emergency, we could elect not to include that. Is that what you said?
And that is how they did it. They determined that they did not use that the emergency transfers as, quote, a new source of water that would meet an unmet need, because you know, I think honestly it seems reasonable that once you get into a drought situation,
right,
you know, the folks that you're getting those transfers from you know, the game changes.
You may or may not be able to get it, so you can't count.
Right, right. Okay. And so that's how they approached it in the previous plan.
Any other questions through that part of it? Wayne, do you see anything? Right. Not in control. Okay, Heather, please proceed.
Okay, so what Tony and I have come up with, and this is, you know, it's easier to edit, right, than create, using the 2021 plan methodology and adding in a couple of things, and the new things are highlighted in red on your on the slide. And so we are including recommended and alternative strategies from the 2021 plan. That's modified because the previous methodology had it from the 2016 plan. Strategies evaluated but not recommended in that plan. Strategies evaluated in all previous plans that were not moved forward. And then adding that, including the statutory categories, those ones that are required by the board to be evaluated. You know, identify the needs, you know, source the unmet needs, and then developing any additional ideas that anyone has, maintaining ongoing communication from local interest through the process. We don't want to force somebody to do something they don't want to do. And a lot of times they have good ideas on their own or have been thinking through some things. And then you get your initial list of potentially feasible strategies. So, and then going back to that local interest, they can also request those specifically, and we can include those, quote, if the planning schedule and budget allow for the addition. And that kind of harkens back to the infeasible strategies, and which is why that next section of all red we thought was a good thing to include. So we're not in this situation of looking back at infeasible strategies every round and having to do major amendments every round, adding in this kind of, you know, litmus test of, is this feasible? Can it be feasible? Not necessarily that these, that the WUGs have to have taken any action yet before we even put it in the plan, but, you know, is it something that makes sense that can be permitted within, you know, the amount of time we're saying that they would have it? And then new requirement that aligns it with the flood plans is we have to identify if a strategy could potentially provide flood mitigation benefits. And then something that, you know, specific to the Brazos G, not necessarily a pass fail, but something to flag if the strategy incorporates the use of the Brazos alluvium, because we know that that is.
We're going to talk about that a little bit in detail.
I don't know that we're not planning on talking about it in detail here today, but it's something for consideration. And, you know, I don't know if that's groundwater committee discussions or, but something that we're recommending is.
Okay. You know. And that kicks into a whole new strategy with the other regions and so on. Could we spend a little bit of time on the red words?
Sure.
So from this meeting, are we trying to have this to define how we go about it? And this would go to the rest of the committee?
Correct.
Right. So I think we said earlier, is it black and white? Is it yes or no? Most of these look like it's black or white. You either have done this or you haven't. Why don't we look at that? And if there's any input on the screen, please pipe in. But same thing we talked about before, permitting, construction, potential sponsor has got to come up and take it over, correct? Or sponsor it.
Right. So the, you know, that, like, the first bullet, does it contemplate permitting and or construction? That in and of itself is not a yes or no, but that's a, okay, if it does, then we need to look at it with respect to the decade that we're saying it's going to come online.
Okay.
Yes.
So the actions there, got to figure out when. Yeah. Near term, says 8 to 10 potential. Okay, so then back down to the three that we talked about before. You spend right. money, a vote of some kind, and then permit, whether it's federal or state.
Right. And again, tying that to the specific decade, you know, is this something that's brand new, nobody's talked about before ever? And, you know, does if it's regional, does that mean we have to incorporate all of these different groups? All of these things that we know take time that can't just happen, you know, in a year or two.
Okay. We'll probably drill into that several times when we look at the non-feasible. So, okay, thanks.
And so, again, this is identifying the methodology and discussing to the extent you guys need to, want to, and then coming up with, yes, this is our plan from here on out, and documenting which of the water management strategies are recommended for further evaluation. So that's the next step. And then identifying, do we need to meet again as the scope of work committee? To identify this methodology, are we good with it? You know, what is the process between now and next Friday? Is the public meeting? You know, do we need to discuss it more there? And Tony, I see you're covering your mouth. Did you want to add anything?
Oh well, I was just thinking that you know, there. We discussed this a little bit before the meeting, but the thought is that, you know, there's several ways this could go. You guys might have some comments right now that you want to offer up. You might want to stare at this and reach out to us over the next week and have some suggestions perhaps. And we could capture that before we prepare and submit our material for the next regional planning group meeting. And it doesn't have to be that we have this locked down by the October 20th meeting date, but we can certainly share what we've shared here with the overall planning group. And if we've gotten any comments from you guys, the comment from you guys might be, we're good to go with this as it is. If that's the case, we could tell that to the regional planning group, but our intent is not to ask for action on this in the October meeting. We'll be asking for action on it as you know, required by statute and rule in the February meeting when we have to include it along with all of the tech memo information. So just think of this as we're soliciting input and we're starting with the scope work committee.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get some from the regional planning group meeting in this October. And what we hear today and between now and October 20th and at the October 20th meeting, that might indicate whether or not you as the scope of work committee want to meet again after October 20th based on all the input we've received to either recommend this for the February meeting or say these are the changes we need to make.
And then some of those considerations that were included in the 2021 plan that I alluded to earlier, seawater desal was not considered potentially feasible. And so that was collectively taken off the table. Brackish groundwater was not considered as it was part of the MAG at the time. And since then, the Water Development Board has identified the brackish groundwater production zones. And those supplies can be considered separate from the MAG. And so that, you know, we could potentially include those as possible additional sources of supply as water management strategies. ASR was potentially assessed. They determined a threshold of 10,000 acre feet a year as significant water needs. And so assessed it for everyone who had more than a 10,000 acre foot per year need. Recommended for some other water user groups with needs less than the threshold. That rationale was not documented. I assume it had something to do with, you know, nearby projects or feasibility. And then not considered as a potential strategy for county aggregated WUGs unless there was a specific request. And there were no requests during the 2021 plan.
So, on aquifer storage and recovery, this is what we, this is the determination we determined to use in the last plan.
Correct.
So do you and Tony have any suggestions? It says that our rationale was not documented. Do y'all have a recommendation that this be changed, like a lower threshold or higher threshold, or looking at the surrounding bugs or whatever, right?
Well, our review of it was that this was totally reasonable, that you would absolutely look at it if you had a need greater than 10,000, but it doesn't restrict you from looking at it for any wugs that have a lower need. You know, you still can. It certainly was done, particularly for a handful of different wugs that it was identified as a recommended strategy. So we didn't feel like there was a need for a different threshold or application. It wasn't restrictive. It allowed you guys to employ it where it was appropriate.
Are you good? Okay. That's the ASR slide you're just looking at. So Heather.
And then we mentioned the emergency transfers decision that was made from the 2021 plan, that was not considered a new source during drought conditions. And then water conservation that had been discussed in the last regional meeting, that potentially there could be specific goals, municipal goals related to yard watering and all of those specific things. I don't know how in detail we want to get, but certainly those are things that we could get into and discuss as well.
Okay. Any questions on the content that Heather just went over? And we can start talking about timing, and the slides are a little different on that last one. Yeah. All right, so we've got the board meeting, I think you said the 20th, Pamela. And one of the first question was from Tony is, what should we tell them? It sounds like we're early in the process. If I was a board member, I'd like maybe a more bulleted overview of the actions and those key things we're looking at to get the key questions. But other than that, I think the scope of work is going to have to do more work after next board meeting. So Wayne, it's your agenda. How much do you want to hear from us at this point, or?
Well, if there's not going to be any action, if y'all are not comfortable bringing forth any recommendations on any of this yet, so there won't be any action, I would look at it more as a report of what the scope of work committee is working on. Mm-hmm. And it might, because I keep hearing Tony talk about February, we're going to be here for 2 or 3 days. It might be good to go ahead and go over some of these things. So when we do get the recommendation to the whole group, it won't just be brand new information. It will be some things that we've already gone over as a group, and here's our recommendation that stems from that. So
Heather,
you got that, Tony?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I agree. I think exposing them to some of this in October will be very conducive to having a more efficient meeting in February.
So are there two?
Even if we don't take any action
for February. There's an October one, and is it just the February one then?
There's October. Scope of work will probably need to meet between October and February at least once. And is the groundwater committee going to meet before February?
I believe so.
That's what I thought. But we won't. Do we need to have a group meeting before February after this October 20th?
if we wanted to spread out some of the information, we could, but that tech memo's requirements has, you know, they have so many elements to it that we could certainly, if we had another meeting between now and February, we could talk about surface water and groundwater supply.
In advance, we have to post.
Okay.
For the one in February? How many days do we have to post our February meeting in advance?
14 days?
I think it's 14.
Okay.
Wayne, I'm thinking the scope of work needs to meet late fall, November kind of thing, and do some lifting on this, that we report in the next board meeting in 10 days. All the definitions we just went through are all the key things that Tony and Heather talked about, but it's just a summary. You know, here's where we are. We're still, then we meet, like you say, November or whatever that might be before the February, because we got a lot of work to do. I'm not sure when we do that, because it almost has to be late this year.
So I guess a couple of things for me is I'd almost like to see us take a project and walk it through to see infeasible, feasible, because we're talking about procedures, right? That's really what we're doing. Yeah. Let's make sure that we feel like, especially take something we think will be complicated and walk it through and see what kind of, does it work that way? Do we have the information? That's the only way I know if something's really working.
Say maybe like the Throckmorton.
Yeah, the reservoir. You know, and you walk it through and you fill out the form, which I thought was pretty good, the engagement survey form that y'all have, where it has, we fill it out, we see, okay, this is the information we're going to see. Does that work? Does that work for all projects? Does that not work? I actually even, like I said, even like this for the feasibility, for the ones that we're looking at, see if they're feasible, because it really does ask all the information, you know, when's this, when's that, when are you planning this? But I think that helps to walk a project through the process and just see, do we see any gaps in it? Does it make sense?
It's a good point. So that's a recap of the process that we'd go for, the feasible and non-feasible.
Yeah.
You can go through one of those at their November meeting, show them, that'll give them an idea of what they like and don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Think so?
Yep, we can definitely do that.
This Dale Spurgeon, I got a question or a couple of questions. How many of these sponsors are really aware of this new or this feasibility aspect that you've got to be moving forward? Is this going to catch them off guard, or they know this is
it's catching them off guard. Well, we've spoken to most of the sponsors already now, and it's catching them off guard about as much as it's catching everybody off guard, even the regional planning group members, because it's new and different. And for many of them, they don't pay attention to any of the regional water planning at all. So even talking about them about the next strategies is new to them. They've got new staff, turnover, things like that, that I'm speaking with. So I'd say, yeah, it's certainly explaining to them why it's important. I've got these questions. We certainly submitted the surveys, and there are many folks that are responsible in getting those surveys back, but there's just as many that don't respond. And we end up on the phone telling them why this is important, why, you know, what the actions are. And we do our best to explain to them, you know, with the significance of it. And if this strategy is infeasible, you know, particularly for somebody like Godley, where they absolutely plan on building a well. And
We've had issues with the survey, the last five plans, probably getting people to react to it.
So right. And that's why talking with them on the phone. That's why most of it is talking with them on the phone. And then I'm filling out the details of the answers to the questions of where they're at, how much money they've spent, things like that.
And then the feasibility aspect, how does that impact the unique reservoir sites?
Good question. Land needs to answer that one.
I knew you were going to say that, Wayne. And I don't really know if it's designated as a unique reservoir site. And the determination is infeasibility. It would just have to be removed from that list, I assume. I don't know how that would come about.
I have a dumb question off of that. What's a unique reservoir site?
You or Tony?
Well, I was going to say it's a designation that the legislature gives to a reservoir site that has been identified in the state water plan and the regional water plans, where the planning group said, hey, we're going to put a reservoir here at this site. And they took that to the legislature and got it designated as a unique site. And I'm not sure all the benefits of that designation, I don't know what they all are, but it afforded some protection for that site against some other kind of development, I suppose.
That's correct. It basically, you know, gives notice that this site is unique and, you know, prevents any developments or projects, you know, that would impact that site, like TxDOT or some other state agencies particularly. So it carries some value, and that's part of that designation, and puts a, you know, state placeholder spot, you know, for that site. And if the feasibility comes into question, I was just curious, you know, what's going to be the impact on the, because it's still a potential site for a reservoir, but this new designation is going to have an impact upon it. And because of all this uncertainty and stuff, I think we need just to be mindful of informing the public and the planning group that we're not rushing into something. It may take additional meetings, but I think the full planning group needs to hear, you know, this feasibility aspect, digest it. Scope of work needs to meet again, you know, before that February meeting or whatever y'all intend to post. But I think this is so new that it's catching people off guard, and I don't want to give the impression that we have run ahead of ourselves.
That's a good point. Yeah, there's a lot more steps, especially looking backwards, if that made sense. We have a hand up. Go ahead and ask.
Thanks, Gary. It's Gail. Given the nature of the discussion today and the very good questions that came out, I think we do want to raise something on the order of using a model like Throckmorton as a walkthrough, because this is hard to wrap your head around, and I agree with everything Dale said, and that might be a way to at least initiate that informed approach by the public so that we're ready for follow-up meetings and can give the Scope of Work Committee some better legs to stand on as they consider this issue. So I think it is something that's good to raise at the October meeting using the Throckmorton example.
Well said. I think the group would all nod that that's probably, that fits two or three requests. Let's talk about the date again, so I'll make sure. I know the Scope of Work Committee in the past, our main driver was to prioritize the scope of work. So I think what we're saying is maybe in this board meeting 10 days from now, whatever, we give a tight overview of this discussion, to Dale's point, so the members start to hear, oh, this is a new process. Here's what it is. I don't know if we need to go all the detail that we had on the number of WUGs and all that stuff, but Tony and Heather, you guys can figure that out. But my question is, let's say we present that at the board. Doesn't scope of work need to have a working session to start digging into this, or does that happen in the spring?
No, you would need, y'all are going to have to meet before our February meeting.
So,
and then after our February meeting, you will need to meet again. And that's when you'll start digging into which strategies do we want to look at for this plan.
So Tony and Heather, maybe you do our timing, just the committee is the summary of our presentation to the board in 10 days, that here's kind of the basic timetable, making the June 4th deadline, I think I heard. So somewhere in there, the details got to happen. All right. So the question is, should we meet in November to make sure we're queued up for February.
So we can reach an agreement on what strategies we're going to recommend for making the determination for things.
Process. Yeah, right. we'll need to vote on that. Then feasibles and the feasibility process at the February meeting.
Start beginning that process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need this land again. You need to vote on the list of infeasible water management strategies. And then you need to approve the technical memo that
that's it, February.
You're going to go forward with, and that is due March 4th.
Infeasible.
That's what's due March 4th, and then the 60-day deadline after that. Yeah, so maybe that's the end of the scope of work summary. So here's our dates looking in the future and the deadline.
But Tony still needs to give us the whole group some of that information.
Right.
So that they can, that when we get to February, it's not all just here it is, just like what he's doing for y'all.
Right.
I mean, that's one reason y'all had this meeting, because it's so much. He laid out the process, you laid out some of the things to look at, it gives y'all time to think about it, and then dig down into it deeper at your next meeting. Am I correct, Tony?
Yes.
But in our November meeting, we need to really come to the decision.
You will have to make
processes.
You'll have to make decisions on which ones are infeasible, that you want to recommend to the group that are infeasible, and then the process for the feasibles.
That's what I saw.
Correct, Tony? That's what.
Yes.
And then the group will vote what y'all recommend or modify it or something, but we'll have to do that before March 4th, which we're going to try to do at the February meeting. Yeah.